Last year, public health officials warned that the coronavirus pandemic would likely lead to a spike in demand for mental health services. And new data in Vermont shows that prediction is bearing out. But that uptick in need comes as mental health agencies contend with an unprecedented workforce shortage. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, some experts say Vermont's community mental health system is on the verge of a, quote, catastrophe.
Champlain Community Services sits in an old brick building at 40th and Allen in Colchester. The organization was founded in 1967 as part of a movement to deinstitutionalize people with intellectual disabilities. And until as recently as 2002, Vermonters with disabilities would come here to do manufacturing work in what were known as sheltered workshops.
It was this site downstairs, I can show you when we go downstairs, that people did like piecemeal work and, you know, were paid by the piece and were paid, you know, not a lot of money, but it was safe and it was comfortable.
That's Beth Seitler, executive director of CCS. The organization has evolved its mission since then, and now CCS helps its clients get and keep more meaningful jobs out in the real world.
For the people in services to have opportunities to really engage in the community and like be truly participating, right? Not like token, but to truly participate and belong.
Over the course of her career in the human services field, Seitler has learned to make do with limited resources, but the staffing shortage at CCS right now, Seitler says, is threatening its ability to fulfill its mission. Of the 40 frontline direct support positions here at CCS, half are vacant.
You know, I'm not exaggerating to make a point. This is close to catastrophe, I think, statewide potentially for the frontline service delivery.
Vermont's well-documented worker shortage is cramping operations at businesses of all types right now, but the staffing shortage is especially problematic for the 16 community-based agencies that were created to provide mental health services and substance abuse treatment in Vermont.
Can you imagine being a child in psychiatric crisis, stuck in an emergency department with those bright lights? And it's just not a place you want to be for anyone to be in a psychiatric crisis, to be waiting in an emergency room.
Julie Tesler, executive director of an organization called Vermont Care Partners, says that exact scenario is playing out across Vermont as a result of the staffing shortage at community mental health agencies. A decade ago, Vermont decided to reduce the number of inpatient psychiatric beds in the state and funnel more money into the community mental health system. The idea was that the state could curb the need for inpatient admissions by treating patients before their conditions deteriorated to the point of needing hospitalization. The system needs staff to provide those supports, though, and of the 5,000 positions across the system, according to Tesler, more than 800 are vacant.
So it's really affecting people's lives when we don't have the staff to provide the service and when the staff turn over quickly.
Those staffing vacancies mean that hundreds of Vermonters in need of mental health services are stuck on waiting lists, and lack of access to care means lots of them end up in emergency rooms where they wait for days or even weeks in some cases for an inpatient bed to open up. This is not a new problem, but healthcare providers say it's gotten worse in recent months. Tesler says the staffing shortage has had an especially detrimental effect on children's services.
Children in particular, this has been a really rough year, being isolated, not being able to go to school in the normal ways. So for us to not be able to fully staff our school-based services and school and children and youth services is having a really negative impact on the children and youth we serve.
At Washington County Mental Health, Executive Director Mary Moulton says she's short 80 positions right now. And Moulton says the situation is deteriorating rapidly.
The highest wait list I can recall in my 30 years at Washington County Mental Health has been 60 people waiting on a wait list for outpatient therapy services. And it's at about 120 right now.
Moulton says there are lots of reasons agencies are having trouble finding workers, including lack of childcare and affordable housing. But she says pay is likely at the top of the list. New mental health workers start out at as little as $15 an hour. Community mental health agencies, which rely largely on Medicaid reimbursement rates that are set by the state, got a 3% cost of living increase in the state budget this year. But that's a far cry, Moulton says, from what they'd need to compete pay-wise with private mental health institutions, for example, or even the Department for Children and Families.
In fact, some of our analysis has shown that that's a 25% plus increase.
And if Vermont really wants to solve the staffing crisis, Moulton says, it's going to have to fundamentally reconsider how it pays for mental health.
So Vermont's got to be bold. If it's serious about this getting upstream and making the workforce strong, it's got to get serious about shifting the dollars.
The Vermont Agency of Human Services says the situation is every bit as dire as the community mental health agencies say it is. And about a month ago, Cheryl Wilcox, planning director at the agency, created a new task force to address the problem.
And so we're looking at things like, how do we support programs like tuition reimbursement and loan repayment? Those are huge issues for folks that work at the mental health agencies.
Allison Kromp is the incoming deputy commissioner at the Department of Mental Health. She says Vermont is also in the midst of a broader healthcare reform initiative that will ultimately reconfigure how providers are reimbursed for providing care. Kromp says that process will include a reevaluation of how much money community mental health agencies get for the work they do.
And they do it at a low cost in comparison to other healthcare organizations. And so how do we capture that value and then make sure we are valuing it appropriately?
For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.